Well, it's time to talk all things television with the man in the know from DecidedTV.com, Steve Malt. G'day, mate.
G'day, Stephen.
Now, you and I are going to be here next week, but Carl Stefanovic might not be.
Yeah, look, this is an interesting one because there's a big splash today in the Daily Telegraph suggesting that the bosses at Nine, Mark Calvert, who's in charge of the news department, which today falls under, and Hugh Marks, the boss of Nine, are basically done with not only Carl's behaviour and the way that's affected today's ratings, but the fact that the Today Show plummeted to its lowest weekly ratings in 12 years.
Yeah. Yeah, it's look, it's been, and when you say, you know, I mean, the battle between Sunrise and Today has been fairly neck and neck, but it's a real gap that's opened up in recent times, hasn't it?
Yeah, and it's tough to come back from that. I mean, it certainly has struggled since Georgie moved in, sitting next to him after Lisa's absence. Not that Lisa's necessarily fired up the ratings over 10, but there was very clearly not the same kind of warmth that maybe Carl and Lisa shared when it comes to Georgie. And that said, on top of it, in part, and the word behind the scene is in no small part because of Carl's behaviour and the way he's treated people and of course, the ending of his marriage, which I appreciate is personal. However, it's played out fairly publicly.
Yeah.
And those kinds of things, the suggestion being that the viewing audience have gone, sorry, buddy, that's a step too far.
Yeah, I'm in two minds about it. I mean, I, you know, have no time for somebody that cheats on their wife, but there's no indication that the new relationship began before the last one had broken down. And secondly, what's he supposed to do? Keep his new girlfriend in hiding and never be seen in public with her? You know, I don't know.
It's a weird one, isn't it? The moral play that comes with, relationships break down. That's difficult. That's horrible. Particularly when there's kids involved, it makes it even worse.
Yeah.
Then the perception, however, that because you are part of the, you know, public rule, you know, when you're on TV, everybody owns you, then everybody gets to have a say on how you should do things.
So what are we hearing? Is he gone just from Today or gone from Channel 9 altogether?
Well, this would be tough. He hasn't been on 60 Minutes ever since the famous Ubergate scandal, where he had some fairly straight views about some of the people at work there. And the only other thing he's got going on for Nine at the moment is This Time Next Year, which is half filmed. So they've done the first bit. They still haven't filmed the Return a Year Later bit.
Yeah.
And whether that's enough to keep him around or whether they would invent something else or whether that's Carl Dunn for Channel 9.
Yeah, well, I guess watch this space. Mate, tell me about this three-part Kelly Lane documentary.
Yeah, this is really interesting. Karen Meldrum Hannah, a reporter that used to work for Four Corners, still works for the ABC, has spent a lot of time talking to Kelly Lane, who is in prison, having been convicted for killing her two-week-old baby girl.
Mm.
And there's some suggestion in the conversation. Of course, Kelly maintains her innocence, as she did during the trial. There's suggestion that perhaps maybe the legal to-ing and fro-ing and the investigation wasn't as thorough as it could have been, and that quite possibly the baby could still be alive, which would be pretty amazing if that's the case. Now, to her credit, Cara doesn't just talk to Kelly. She talks to Kelly's parents and former partner and those sorts of things. So it's pretty broad-ranging. There are some surprises in it, no question. Will it shake up and change public opinion? Well, that's yet to be seen. But it kicks off Tuesday night, 8:30 on the ABC for 3 weeks.
Yeah, it certainly was a fascinating trial, and I imagine this will be fascinating too. And if you're speaking of true crime, if you're into fictitious crime, old mate Bosch is back.
Yeah, Hieronymus Bosch, one of, I think, the great modern fictional LA detectives, is returning for season 4, kicking off late on Wednesday night on SBS. This is such a great series. It is played really, really well. LA just looks incredible. And I've got to say that as far as the cast go, they really fit into what is an incredible tale. It's really in that LA noir scenario. It's based on the books by Michael Connelly, and the lead character is played by Titus Welliver, who you might have seen in some other stuff, but certainly this is his big rap at the moment. Got a great, very cool jazz soundtrack that fits with it. Bosch is definitely worth checking out. Coming up this Wednesday night on SBS.
He does a great Irish accent, Titus Welliver. He played an Irish criminal in Sons of Anarchy for a couple of seasons. Yeah,
great.
And mate, the footy season is wrapping up next week. We've got both the NRL and AFL Grand Finals. Mm. Before we get into that, though, Sam Newman has well, shaking things up at Channel 9 again?
Yeah, look, it's interesting. I wonder if this is his attempt at trying to shake the trees and convince the boffins at Nine that maybe the AFL footy show isn't finished, or that maybe he is worth more to them than what they think. But certainly he opened the footy show on Thursday night, the AFL footy show, with basically an 8-minute long, this is what I think is going on, and we've got no decision yet as to whether or not the show will return next year. And then he basically wanted to say, because they have their grand final shows this week, which are all basically in big stadiums with lots of people there, this was the last in-studio one, that he was basically saying, this is my last footy show unless they bring us back. Well, duh, Sam. Like, come on, man.
Goodness me. And we're obviously expecting some pretty serious ratings for both grand finals next weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be massive, you have to expect. Collingwood versus West Coast on Saturday for 7 in the AFL grand final. That will just be an absolute ball terror. Jimmy Barnes featuring as the halftime entertainment there. Just in time, if I can point out nicely, for his Working Class Boy documentary to air on Monday night. That's great planning. And then, of course, the NRL grand final on Sunday evening. That, again, should also be an absolute cracker between the Roosters and the Storm, with will Billy Slater play or not?
Yeah, will Billy Slater play? Will Cooper Cronk play? It's going to be a great lead-up.
It sure will be.
Yeah, and the great thing around the whole Billy Slater situation is it will be his last game ever if he plays.
Yes.
And every commentator has a different opinion on whether or not he should be suspended. So I'm sure there'll be ratings all the way through the week. Steve, always good to talk to you, mate. We'll catch up again next week.
Yeah, thanks, Stephen.
Steve Mogg from DeciderTV.com, back on Australia by Night next Sunday.